Blog Talk Radio.
The heart of a hustler, on the grind, all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler. Dedication to the arts and crafts, making it last. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm in a phase. The hustle's in my heart, that's why I'm doing it, man. Perception is a motherfucker. Yeah, high pain behind a chain. Knowing life is much rougher. Yeah. Catch up before life fuck ya. Play the game to the life structure. But yeah, you're living by your own code. Never say die mentality. Karma is a bitch, but a rap cause casualty. Yep. In reality, the hustle is the code. Violate your own beliefs, nigga, then lose your soul. It's my body, it's my temple, my fight, it's my spirit. Yep. The hustle in my music, I hope that y'all can hear it. Yeah. Hustle is more than the money and the dope. It's never giving up and staying on the course. Of course, that's the source of my growth as an MC and a man. So I had to take an oath. Yeah. Never change what I do, always do what I do. Yeah. God is the pillar in my strength in the booth.
I got the heart of a hustler, on the grind, all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God.
Welcome to Sturge Radio. You join your man Lyricist for yet another week of insanity. Also, you joining your man Space. What's going on, Space?
What up? What it do?
Not much. Just ready to kick this episode off with some crazy topics. I wouldn't say that was a throwback, but yeah, that was Heart of a Hustler from the Bad Guy 3 project I did so many years ago. I can't remember. But I think one of the topics that I want to talk about today, everybody's talking about this whole Channing Tatum versus his wife shit on lip sync battle. I guess he was dressed like, I just watched the video. He was actually performing as Beyonce, and Beyonce came out. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. I actually saw it, bro. It was entertaining.
Yeah, and I just watched the clip of his wife doing Genuine's Pony song, and I thought she did great. Just as good.
Channing Tatum is a lucky man.
He is, absolutely. Because I'm like, hey, man, he just got a Magic Mike. Yeah, his wife wasn't playing no games, man. I bet you he beat them by.
I wouldn't even know how to react to something like that. I'd probably just get naked off top. Like, take me now, babe. Just take me now.
I mean, it was such a cool thing, but, man, I tell you, she has to be a very, very cool person to let him dress up like Beyonce.
Most definitely. My wife is not having it. She's not having it. Man, can I dress up as Beyonce? You'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just one of those things. Like, it's no knock on anybody, okay? But for me, if you're not Caitlyn Jenner or you don't intend on being Caitlyn Jenner, I don't think a man belongs in female's clothes whatsoever. It's not funny to me. I'm the guy that's friends or has been friends with the guy that did Big Mama's House, you know, with Martin. And I told him, I'm like, look, I'm not a fan of the whole, you know, dressed up like women thing. And I'm talking about Brandon T. Jackson. You know, no knock on him or his career or anything like that. I'm just not the guy that, you know, I don't like it. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's entertaining to see a man dressed like one. You know, I must admit, the best performance that I seen, and I ain't talking about Tyler Perry questionable ass, the best performance I seen of a man dressed like a woman, acting like a woman, was Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Doubtfire, true. Oh, you can't forget about my mans that played in Holiday Heart either, dog. Like, that big nigga did a good job, too, as far as his role in that movie.
I mean, for all the other shit, the Big Mama's house, the Two Wong Foods, and all the other shit, Joanna Man, I can't do it.
Joanna Man was overrated.
Yeah. I mean, look, man, if some people thought that White Chicks was great. I said, look, I can't fuck with it. At the end of the day, I really believe that Sean Wayne should be a woman. But that's neither here nor there. So it's a matter of opinion, I guess. But we got an awesome weekend lined up, you know, as far as sports. You know, let's lock in on the NFL. Who's ready for the playoffs?
Hey.
You know, today at 4:30, I want to say 4:35, we got the Chiefs playing the Texans. Who you got?
I say Chiefs win it.
By how many?
I say Chiefs win it. By 2 touchdowns. They're going to win by 14.
You think so? I would say they'll win by a touchdown. The Chiefs should win by a touchdown because, I tell you, man, the Texans secondary is surprising at times. And Alex Smith can be scary at times. So definitely look forward to that. And tonight we got an even better game. It's the Steelers versus the Bengals. Now, me, I am everything that's anti-Ohio. So I can care less if the Bengals win. You want to know why I'm anti-Ohio? Because I'm a Michigan Wolverine. So maybe I'm biased. But at the end of the day, I still have to say that Ben Roethlisberger versus McCarron, okay? Ben Roethlisberger has how many rings? How many does McCarron have? At the end of the day, I believe experience is going to win out. So I choose the Steelers to win by 14.
The Steelers by 14. I'm going with you.
And tomorrow, we got the Seahawks versus the Vikings. And we also have the Packers versus the Redskins. I think tomorrow is going to be the day of upset. I want to say that Cousins is going to upset the Packers.
You think so?
I think so. Because I don't know what happened to Rodgers in the last past few weeks, but he disappeared. And also, true. I want to say that Seahawks are going to handily beat the Vikings.
That one I agree with. But I don't know. I think Aaron Rodgers will show up today or tomorrow.
You think so?
I think so. Every quarterback goes to that spell once they've been winning a lot where it gets like a couple weeks and then, okay, I got to get my shit back. It's just everything has to do with repetition. So I think he'll get back in the swing of things.
I hope so. I really hope so for his sake. Other than that, he's going to get his ass kicked because the Redskins defense is not going to play games with him. They're not going to let him be comfortable in the pocket. That's one thing you don't do with Aaron Rodgers. You let him get comfortable in the pocket, and it's going to be a passing party. That's it. So, yeah, you know, that pretty much sums up my sports shit. So, but actually, you know what? I do want to say something about the Lions' recent hire of the GM. They recently hired the Patriots scouting executive, Bob Quinn. So I really think that's a good hire for us as far as, you know, helping us rebuild the organization and move forward, because this guy is the reason why the Patriots took late round picks and turned them into superstars, undrafted picks and turned them into superstars. So this guy has a very, very good mind when it comes to personnel. And that's going to help us a lot. So what does that mean for Jim Caldwell? I have no idea. What do you think?
I think they're going to give Jim 1 year. And within that year, not even a year, but within that next season, if he doesn't produce anything, then he's going to be gone.
Is that fair?
I think it is. Look at the last few coaches. I mean, how the team has been and how they've been playing. Like, they showed up towards the end of the season, which is all good. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But we need y'all to get wins at the beginning of the season. So if we don't have a coach that can get through to y'all that we need W's and nobody's job is safe, then we have to find somebody that fits that criteria until then. But we will give you a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just...
Do you think Calum is going to retire?
I think so. People don't realize, like, even though Calvin Johnson is still young and he's still a good top-of-the-line player, his body has been banged up so much, and he never talks about it. I went through – I was watching an interview on Fox 2 the other day with Bell, and he was talking about – not Bell. What's his name? The receiver? I can't think of his fucking name. But he was on an interview or whatever, whatnot, and he was talking about how many injuries – Calvin Johnson actually had, and how he doesn't really say anything about him. He just get it treated and then go about it. So it could be a possibility. If his body is banged up and his mental is not there anymore, then he might retire.
I mean, with all those injuries, he'll need a year off to heal. He'll have to lose a year. I mean, getting back to the field, you know, and stuff in 6 months. 8 months, it's not going to help him. He's going to need a good year and a half, to heal himself. He's 30 years old, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes the Barry Sanders route, you know. I wouldn't be surprised at all, because if he does decide to retire, you know, I think of everything he did here, but I really wanted to see him win a ring. I know he really wanted to win a ring in Detroit. You know, I mean, he's made a lot of money over his career. I mean, and if he sticks around, I foresee him taking a pay cut to help the team out even more. So if he ultimately decides to keep playing and he doesn't move on to a different team, I foresee him taking a pay cut and just calling it a day. You know,
but here's my
just,
question
you know,
to you, L. If let's say he does continue to play as a player, from a player perspective, would you stick around with the Lions, or would you try to move on?
Look, dude, I would try to move on. You know, but he has to think about which system would help him. It seems like the current offensive coordinator's, system is a system that can keep him healthy. Also, a system that can keep him healthy is the Patriot system, a system that doesn't make him work so hard. You know, whereas he's getting, like, killed on the inside. He's 30 years old. He should not be doing any more inside slant routes. Where it is, at the moment he touch a ball, he's getting blown up. You know, use his size, use his speed, leave him on the outside. You know, that's why he's banged up, because a guy that size, what is he, like 6'9", running on the inside, like inside slant routes, you know, shortcut.
Yeah, fuck that.
Is nuts. Because you use people like Golden Tate for that. You know, Lance Gore started
Tate,
to come back. Yeah. Lance Moore started to come back on. So, I mean, you got to use those type of players to run those dangerous routes. Your superstar at this point, you save him for the big plays. He's 30 years old. He's been playing for 9 years. So, at the end of the day, either if he wants to stick it out with the team and, you know, take a pay cut and, you know, go the safe route, I would respect that too. If he decides to go to a championship caliber team, I would respect that as well. Because I think that at the end of the day, after being who he was to the game, you know, he deserves a ring. You know, and I don't care if he get it with the Lions or not. And that's just my opinion.
I definitely agree with that. Especially with a player as tall as he is, that should be one-on-one coverage. Or put him on an island and let him run post routes, fucking nine routes, you know what I'm saying? Anything that's deep that he can go get, because he has the damn talent and the height for it. I just don't see the Lions putting him in the offense like they was 2 years ago or the year before, where he was constantly getting the ball and that opened up so much more shit.
Because that was that Lombardi you know, offense. He went the opposite route. When he was with Drew Brees, he let Drew Brees air it out. When he came here, he didn't let Stafford air it out. I don't get it. I'm not sure why he decided to go that route. That's why he don't have a job now. So
exactly.
But, you know, let's get into the topic of today is RZA's comments on Black U. So I'm going to play that clip so everybody can hear it, and then we can take it from there.
When you think about, you know, some of the brothers who are being brutalized by the police, you know what I mean? You also got to have them take a look and us take a look in the mirror at the image we portray. If I'm a cop and every time I see a young black youth, whether I watch them on TV, movies, or just see them hanging out and they're not looking, you know, properly dressed, properly refined, you know, carrying themselves, conducting themselves the proper hours of the day, things that a man does, you know what I mean? You're gonna have a certain kind of fear and stereotype of them. And that's, you know, I tell my sons, I'm like, if you're going somewhere, you don't have to wear a hoodie. And, you know, we live in New York, so hoodies and all that is all good. But sometimes, button up your shirt, you know, clean up. Look like a young man. You're not a little kid, you know what I mean? So I think that's another big issue we got to pay attention to is the image that we portray that could invoke a fear to a white officer or to any officer.
All right, so I'm not on the fence about this at all, to be honest. And how I feel is that I agree with RZA to a certain degree. But RZA has to understand who he is or who he has been to the hip-hop world, being a part of Wu-Tang. I can remember when Wu-Tang used to wear baggy clothes. They look like dusty little bastards themselves. So you can't say that just because a person dressed a certain way, they can be stereotyped. Because I've seen young black men and young white men that wear baggy clothes, pants hanging off their ass, and still get treated two different ways by cops. It comes down to the training. It doesn't come down to what they're wearing. It's not okay for you to stereotype me by what I'm wearing. So there's some days where it is I'm suited and booted. And on weekends like today, maybe I just want to wear some jogging clothes. Maybe I just want to throw a hoodie on or just run to the store. That doesn't mean that I should be stopped because I'm wearing a hoodie. That doesn't make me less of a man because I wear a certain type of clothes. I can't agree with that statement because you're saying because I decide to wear, you know, certain type of clothes, I'm not adult enough. I don't get that. There's no room for stereotypes based on what you wear. Yes, I do recommend that some of the young men should try to clean it up a little bit, try to, you know, portray a different image. But the stereotypes don't exist due to what you wear. The stereotypes exist due to the actions in the communities. Now, I think there's a disconnect when you have someone that's a part of the hip-hop community trying to say, hey, wear a button-up shirt when you go out. You know, because you know that they're going to look at you like this way. No, it's our job to say, hey, I'm an intelligent man. I'm an intelligent woman. I shouldn't be treated this way, and it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. So I understand that baggy clothes and all the other shit associate with gangs and, you know, the urban lifestyle. But don't forget, sagging pants, that associates with gay men in prison. So true. You can go either route with that. Maybe these dudes is advertising their ass, and maybe these cops are like, oh, well, the stereotype is maybe I should be pitching their ass. They don't think like that. They think like, okay, maybe I should just throw him in jail or give him a hard time because he's a criminal. The stereotypes don't exist due to what with the clothes that they're wearing, the stereotype exists due to the color of the skin. Now, I shut up, and I let you put your point in space because I know you got some brilliant shit to say.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I had this conversation not too long ago with an associate, and like you said, like, clothes don't make the person. The person makes the clothes. So basically, in my opinion, what he's saying, like, okay, if I have a child and I want my child to wear a hoodie because it's cool out, because he's black, he's going to get harassed, or because he's wearing a hoodie. Like, no, I don't agree with that at all. I feel like as a parent, whoever has children, you need to get back to when Big Mama and Granddaddy and them and the whole block used to beat your ass if you did something on that, in that neighborhood. Because the times today is you have children raising children. There's no discipline. There's no men, not all men, but there's not really in this generation men that really want to take care of their children. They just want to be sperm donors. So
right,
you add all that shit up, like, that's a fucking lethal-ass combination of different emotions, and then you got cops out here, not all cops, but you have cops out here that are assholes and dicks and just like the fuck with just black people or other races because they're white and they're in a position of power. I don't agree with that shit at all. I feel like if you're going to be a cop, you need to do your damn job, stay protected as much as you can, and don't feed into the bullshit. But as a person and as a black male that grew up in this country and in Detroit, like, image don't mean shit because I can have a suit on and still get pulled out my whip. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter what the fuck clothes you got on. It just matters the person that you encounter on that day. Like, am I going to get an asshole cop or am I going to get the cop that wants to kill me today? So that shit, he talking like, some of that shit makes sense, but at the same time, like, he need to get the fuck on with that nigga. Clothes make the person. No, it does not. No, it does not. That shit right there, I was with him all the way up until that point because it's like you basically stereotyping us. You putting everybody in a fucking stereotype because of what we wear. So what if I want to wear some fucking hoodies? That shouldn't make my life get taken because I supposedly look like I'm doing something. That's just my opinion, though.
I mean, and it's a good opinion. You know, that's why I say that, you know, when you hear comments come from people like that that's been instrumental in the hip-hop industry, you be like, okay, what are you saying, man? I mean, you telling me that I have to, you know, change the way I dress just to feel comfortable in a country that's considered to be the land of the free? So I have to watch what I wear so I can avoid the cops? So if I dress Steve fucking Urkel, is that going to make me a chameleon? Is it going to make it easier for me to adapt to society? No, it's social issues. It's social issues we have to deal with. And a lot of people don't get that it's a whole lot bigger than just the clothes that you wear. I mean, it's retarded for a person to even think that shit is remotely okay. So it's real easy to say, well, I stopped him because he looked like a suspect. Every black person looked like a suspect. I've been stopped by cops, and I'm not saying every cop is bad, because I got enough of them in my family. But I've been stopped by cops and say, they're like, well, you fit the description. Okay. By me knowing the law, you tell me that description. You show me that artwork. Show me the sketch. So before I decide to willfully turn myself over to you, show me the sketch. That's my right. I have the right to see why you're antagonizing me. And if I don't look like the person that's on that sketch, I'm telling you, you wasted my time. Get your superior out here so we can clear this up. So he can tell me if I fit. So he could tell me if I fit the profile or not. Other than that, you're just profiling because I'm black.
That's another thing, L. That's another thing, bro. A lot of, like, we need to start, and I'm not saying you in general. I'm just speaking, like, in general for, like, everybody. Like, everybody needs to at least, you know, just read the common laws you know what I'm saying, what you're entitled to when you're being pulled over or being stopped by a police officer. Because a lot of that shit could be, you know what I'm saying, just like, oh, you pulled me, what did you pull me over for? Well, I pulled you over because you didn't stop at a stop sign. You didn't come to a complete stop at a stop sign. Okay. Now, they asked you that question, they gave you the reason. Now, what if they don't give you the reason? Oh, I just want to see your license. Can I get a supervisor? Off top, that's all you have to do. I want a supervisor. I'm not stepping out of my vehicle until your supervisor get here. Like, it's so many different laws and shit, and I really feel like my peoples need to step up and start reading sometimes.
Look, man, people still quote Jay-Z lines. You know, the shit where you said, that's how people feel like, well, because Jay-Z said it in the song, oh, well, you need a warrant for that. I stopped you because you blew a fucking light. Nope, you need a warrant to check my car. No, I have probable cause.
Yeah.
People confuse probable cause with if they have a right or not. If you did something and you know you blew a light, how the hell are you going to tell me you'll get a warrant? You blew a light. You're lucky I don't take you to jail for blowing a light and putting everybody in danger. See, people got to understand that. Here's my new stereotype when it comes to the youth and the young folks that's raising young folks, okay? I'm a young dad myself, but you ain't going to see me out there if a fight break out between two kids. The first thing I'm going to do is hit the record button on my phone. That's the problem with the youth nowadays or these young-ass parents. Instead of them being instrumental in the youth, they doing youth like shit. So if a fight break out, oh, man, let me turn my camera on. Doing that stupid coonery shit. That's coonery. That's fucking buffoonery. Okay? So for you to sit up here and allow kids to fight, and you record it, and then your ignorant ass post it on a social network, look at this shit, world star. You got world star parents nowadays. Fucking 30 to 18 years old, if you're a fucking kid that has a baby at 18, that's another story, okay? That's a whole other story, okay? But you know,
whole
if you're a
topic.
Young parent, yeah, that's a whole other topic. I'll probably say that for next week. But if you're a young parent and you know, sharing videos for World Star and creating World Star videos and shit like that, you hurting the community as well. You get your ass, you put your phone in your pocket, you go stop that fight, and you say something that's encouraging to those kids. Like, what the hell y'all got to fight for? Cut this nonsense out. This is the reason why we looked at sideways. People don't realize that when I see them post all this dumb shit on Facebook and stuff, I'm looking at them posted, and I'm removing that shit too. And I have to say, if you are a habitual offender, and I see that's all you post is World Star videos and fights, there's a 99% chance that I'm going to remove you. I ain't with the negative shit. I hate to see us get set backwards due to people's ignorance. It's ignorant for a person to sit up here and share that shit like it's the coolest thing to do. I think it's so stupid.
Shit is, bro. Like, you got kids running around hitting old folks. Like, the people that fucking fought and some family members died and got hung and shit. Like, those old folks. Like, y'all going around hitting them that they fought for you just to be here. So this is the respect they get. Like, ain't no way in hell, if I ever see some shit like that, I don't give a fuck how many niggas it is. If it's an old lady or an old man, I will intervene. Like, it's just that simple. Like, times these days, these fucking kids is fucking stupid. Point blank, period.
Look, man.
Niggas, they mama should have swallowed.
In these days, I agree. They really should have. In these days, if Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was around now, they'd be like, you know what? I know I fought hard for this. But hoes these bastards. They out their fucking mind. You know?
Yeah.
Because these kids are nuts. You know, they really don't get how we got to this point. They don't understand history. And that's what happened when you remove history from school. There's so many parts of history that's missing from the education in school nowadays. A lot of kids don't care to hear about, you know, Black History Month is sped up to 2 days in most of these schools.
Not even a whole month.
Not even a whole month. Like, I understand that it's Black History Month, but guess what? I can't tolerate this black shit for too long. 2 days is what you get. You're going to learn that shit fast. You want to hear about it? Go talk to your parents about it. Other than that, I don't want to talk about it. I can remember the days when I was growing up where they used to have specials on TV. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, George Washington Carver,
W.B. Du Bois.
I mean, let's just keep. I can go for days. Thurgood Marshall. Look, they had specials on that stuff. Now, what we get? Fucking American Idol.
Yeah.
The Voice. Fucking Centric barely wanted to touch on those topics. They playing shitty ass movies like White Chicks.
I would have thought Centric would have been on that shit. I definitely would have thought Centric would have been on
Wait
that shit.
Wait till next month. I want you to watch that channel for an entire month.
It drives me crazy
how black people will say, oh, Black Lives Matter, but we cap each other, man. We fuck each other up. We keep each other in a box. I am pro.
Crabs in a barrel.
Look, man, I am pro black life. I think that we are the reason why this country is the way that it is. We built this country. No one else. The Indians had it. They lost it. And guess what? We built it. We built the White House. We built the structure of this, the infrastructure of this country. We show motherfuckers how to make peanut butter. We show people we created the light bulb. I'll save that until next month.
Not to mention, you know, black president way back then. If you look on a $2 bill, he's sitting on the $2 bill. The first black president, Carver. Just throwing that out there.
So we have saved that until next month. As you know, it's the end of the show. Spades, if there's anything else you got to add, take a shot at it, man. You know, speak your mind.
Nah, man. Just want everybody to be safe, man. It's 2016. I hope everybody goes jumping off. Just live life, man, to the best of your ability. Don't take shit for granted. Spades.
Take advantage of your opportunities. That's what I have to tell people, especially the young black men and women. Take advantage of your opportunities because the opportunities is not plentiful for us. And that's the way it is when you're the minority. You only have so many opportunities to make shit happen. Take advantage of every opportunity. I don't care how small. Because, again, at the end of the day, longevity is better than short term. So if you have opportunities, if somebody is on your team, respect that. You don't have a lot of team players and you don't have a lot of opportunities. Make the best of it. I want to thank y'all tuning in to Surge Radio today. You know, I know y'all enjoyed the Surge Radio experience where shock isn't shock is real. But we're going to keep doing this real shit until next week where we're going to get back to the hip-hop, back to the music. But I'm going to end this show, play my man 16 song. And it's called, you know.
Cloud. And I've been a problem since I came in. the game. You can talk shit, but you still know my name. Dollar people, can you hear me? Lick your glass one time. Good pussy, make a nigga call that ass sunshine. No beat and safe. I'm sorry for the waste. Still killing whack rappers, but I call the one time. Huh? Come on, tell them why you mad, son. Keep calm, tone it down just a tad, son. Shots fired, hit his ass like a handgun. Took his hands like he ever really had one. And that's a motherfucker. Have a hot ass beat nationwide and call it truffle butter. We are not the same. I'm like an alien. My flow hotter than these niggas in the stadiums. Piranha in the tank, Eddie Arcadian. He rappers from the N-O-U-K or Canadians. I got your baby mama acting up. Grab your shit, hit the road, nigga, pack it up. Yeah. No beat is safe, nigga. We back taking y'all niggas shit.
And make sure y'all follow my man 16. You know, the icon 16 on Twitter. This is his mixtape track. You know.
Flip the tape, weak nigga, that's the goal. I ain't no joke, man, you know I got soul. Microphone fiend since I was 12 years old. All that cuss, nigga, pass me the phone. Hey, nigga, what's up? I know you're here right now, straight hood. If you want it, who you feel right now? Straight hood. And sincerely, y'all bums, I'm a beast, nigga, clearly. You a minor annoyance, nigga, merely. I'm doing 6 months, what y'all do yearly. Allen Iverson, I don't need to practice. You come with Ant-Man balls, I'm Galactus. I lay your whole squad down like a mattress. The icon's that guy, but the fact is, yeah. But then, yeah.